This is Dr. Olivero, dictator for the 27th of November of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Barbara Breedlove. The last name is B-R-E-E-D, like in Delta, L-O-V-E, Breedlove, Barbara. ...83-year-old white female, the patient of Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This CKD 4 has been established for a long time. The patient had a retroperitoneal ultrasound, which is consistent with smaller than expected kidneys, a poor cortico-medullary differentiation, hyperechogenicity. Period, that is a evidence of a complex cysts versus mass, M-A-S-S, in the left upper pole that couldn't be determined whether or not has a malignant characteristics. We ordered an MRI, however, the scheduling never called the patient, and we don't have the results of the MRI. We will repeat, and we will make sure that the patient gets the study done. On the other hand, from the laboratory point of view, the patient has no evidence of anemia in the serum creatinine remains at 2.1, the estimated GFR is 22, the potassium is elevated at 5.4. The glucose is 118, the BUN is 46. The CO2 21, the chloride 99. And the sodium 139. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is 813 milligrams per gram of creatinine, has remained elevated. We have a consideration that is that the patient has relapsed in urinary tract infections, and for that reason she is not a candidate for SGLT2 therapy. And on the other hand, we have evidence of hyperkalemia or borderline hyperkalemia that prevents the use of finerenone. The patient is completely asymptomatic, has remained with the same level. We are going of the same level of proteinuria. Period, we are going to order a 24-hour urine creatinine clearance and protein determination. A urinalysis shows a BC sediment with a lot of white blood cells, leukocyte esterase, and bacteria. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease and stents have been placed in the peripheral circulation. The patient is without any evidence of claudication. Following number, the patient sees a cardiologist on a regular basis. Following number, relapsing urinary tract infections that have been addressed and treated by the primary care. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the left breast, treated with lumpectomy radiation therapy, and also followed by the primary care. Following number, the BMI remains 36.6. The uric acid remains elevated at 9.1. Following number, osteoarthritis. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, Barrett's esophagus under therapy. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.